people. No, I'm serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Deadline, to all you morning people.
Tequila. Time through.
I love to hear, love to see, song. Come on, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
There is a name I love.
I'm so happy you're still in my life. You got me like, oh,
be the luckiest man on God's green earth. Since you know you is to love you, always put your first. You see a man ain't supposed to cry. This time I heard from a brighter side. As the tears fall from my eyes, I'm happier still in my life. Ooh. I love you, yes I do. And that won't ever change.
I feel like I got rode all night. up my spine and up in my neck.
So what you feel rode you?
Huh?
What do you feel rode you?
I don't know, but the demon, he's trying to attack me again. Last night he keeps trying to put, I hate God on the right side of my head. I keep hearing that, and I'm like, I don't hate God. I claim in the name of Jesus the healing in the blood of Christ.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on. The next time you hear that, you know what you tell the devil?
What?
When you hear, I hate God, say, you're right, I hate the false God.
Okay.
See, the Bible say, agree with your adversary quickly. Tell him, you're right, I hate the false God.
Okay. Never thought of it.
Watch him shut up and get up off of you.
Okay,
because you're
talking
directly to it. Tell him, yes, you're right, devil. I hate the false God. You're so right. But I love Jesus.
Okay.
I hate the false God, but I love Jesus.
Amen.
Put your hands together and help me to welcome Minister DeAndre Patterson all the way from Chicago. Come on, y'all, come on. Hallelujah.
See, whenever the devil or demons talk to you about God, you know they're not talking about Jesus, are they?
I never thought of it that way, but you're right. They can't. They can't even mention Jesus' name.
So, see, the devil make you fight too hard and fight battles you've already won, like battles that
yes,
Jesus
ma'am.
Already won. So you don't have to do that, okay?
Yes,
so hold
ma'am.
On. I want you to just sing this little song here with this song.
Anybody really love him tonight? Alexander Patterson, all the way from Chicago. Come on, come on, y'all, come on. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
There is a name I love.
Conversation at a time.
I was just singing.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is what I want. This is what I want you to do. I'm going away from the book for a minute.
Okay.
But I'm gonna deal with a spirit. You got it. I'm gonna deal with a spirit, and see, this is how I do deliverance. I'm really led by the Holy Spirit, because once we get into the deliverance, then the Holy Spirit will talk to you about what God wants to do, or how God wants to do his deliverance to his people. There's a spirit, and it's not only for you, it's for some other people on this tier line this morning too. But the Lord just told me I need to deal with this. So I'm going
okay.
to. I'm going to deal with the spirit in about 1 or 2 seconds. But Brother Bob, Brother Robert, I need you to post that information on the chat room that you sent me this morning about the teaching from the CDC. Can you do that? You sent me some information this morning about some teaching from the CDC. And I want, I wrote a prayer. I wrote my own prayer, how God would want me to pray about this. And Brother Robert, it was amazing that you sent me that information at the same time. That's why it's so important, brothers and sisters, to wait on God and to do what God tells you and to receive what the Lord has for you to receive. Okay, and put the time for the webinar on there as well. Brother Robert sent me some information, and this information that I'm going to give you is correct information. It's not my opinion. It's not, it's just the information. And that's the way you want to get it. You don't want to get biased information. You want to get information that has solutions to whatever the problem is. Brother Robert, can you post the time of this webinar and who it is? Post just a little bit of information about it. And so then yesterday, God gave me how he wants me to pray. That's all I can say. You form your own opinion. Stop allowing other people to form their opinion to be your opinion. You have a brain, and God expects you to use it. Okay, it says CDC Epic webinar on March the 18th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, answering 20 questions about the coronavirus COVID-19. This is from the U.S. Public Health Department, and it's about, it'll give you 20 answers to 20 questions. And then you form your own opinion, all right? It's a special webinar from the CDC. It's epic, and it will discuss the current state of the outbreak, what the CDC is doing to respond to the outbreak, and how the public partners and everybody can help. And it says closed captioning will be available. And what's the web address? The web address is tools.cdc.gov/, you know that little hash, slash, campaign proxy. Is that it? Proxy service/ SUBSCRIPTIONS .ASPX. But I'm sure if you go to the CDC, it'll be somewhere up there, the Center for Disease Control. Then you form your opinion. Brothers and sisters, please don't let your brain have brain fog intentionally. You must read. Do you know when you read, the Holy Spirit can interpret what you're reading? When you use your brain, the Holy Spirit can give you more information. But when you utilize even my opinion, don't take my opinion. That's why I give you the word. You don't have to take my opinion. Frankly, I don't have one on a lot of stuff. I don't have one. It's cdc.gov. Go to cdc.gov and put your email address in there. And then they'll send it back to you. cdc.gov, Center for Disease Control. .gov. Okay, and as God was giving him that, he was giving me a prayer. Because I function kind of like that. So I want you to come into agreement with me if you can. If the Lord say don't, don't. But this is my prayer that the Lord gave me. Always use your brain. Formulate your own opinions. You're intelligent. You have the Holy Spirit. The intelligence of God is in you. Use it. If you can come into agreement with me, here's the prayer God gave me this morning, yesterday. I call it deliverance and healing prayer, coronavirus, COVID-19. And this is the only little preamble, I guess. And this is just a fact. Coronavirus is a family of viruses, which can cause the common cold or more severe diseases, such as SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, or MERS, Middle East respiratory syndrome, and the new coronavirus disease that first appeared in late 2019 in Wuhan, China, called COVID-19. Okay? Simple. Coronavirus is a family of viruses which can cause the common cold or more severe diseases such as SARS, which is severe acute respiratory syndrome, MERS, Middle East respiratory syndrome, and the new coronavirus disease that was first appeared in late 2019 in Wuhan, China, called COVID-19. Now, take your time. Go to that website, and if you want to know about it, learn about it. If you want to know about it, but at least you'll have the facts, and they'll be, you know, whatever. But you'll have the facts.
Yeah, I've been following that.
Okay.
I've been following that for a while now.
Okay, but I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to go read about it. We all been following
okay.
it.
Yes, ma'am.
But you see, the Bible says that the words that you and I speak are spirit and they are life. We want to give life to the solution, not the problem, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
We want to give life to the solution, and the solution is Jesus. So if you come into agreement with me, and if you want a copy of this prayer, it doesn't matter to me if you do or if you don't, I'm going to keep praying it 3 times a day. Because I know prayer works. And if you notice when I do it, when I pray it, I'm coming into agreement with all the people that are coming against it for God. And I'm binding the witches that are using it because it creates energy, bad, negative energy. And that's what they suck off of and draw off of. Okay. In the name of Jesus, we come into agreement with all the godly prayers against all germs, viruses, and bad bacteria. Lord Jesus, during your ministry on earth, you showed your power and caring by healing people of all ages and all stations of life from physical, mental, and spiritual ailments. You healed and you delivered all that came to you asking. Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers or various diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them all. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Matthew 12:15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers or various diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 6:17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Luke 16:19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Luke 8:43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Luke 8:47. And when the woman saw that she wasn't hidden, that's when Jesus called her out, she came trembling and falling down before Jesus. She declared unto Jesus before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Acts chapter 3, verse 11. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Revelation 13:3. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. Revelation 13:12. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, manifest your presence now to people who need your loving, comforting, and healing touch because of COVID-19. Lord Jesus, let them feel your power of the cross, your healing, through the care of doctors, nurses, and technicians. Lord Jesus, deliver us from the spirit of fear associated with the viruses, COVID-19. Lord Jesus, our Father says that everything that has a name must bow to the name of Jesus. Coronavirus, COVID-19, you are commanded to bow to the name of Jesus. The Lord God rebukes you. I rebuke you, and we rebuke you right now, COVID-19. Dissipate. be destroyed, burnt up by the fire of God, and all your supporting virus, germs, bacteria, and spirits destroyed by the power of God. Go out of the airways of anyone on this deadline. Out of the airways of the people of God. I command all the demons related to, supported by, connected with all bad viruses, all bad germs, all bad bacteria, come under subjection to the name of Jesus. Go! According to the word of God in Psalms 107:20, Jesus sent his word and he healed all the sufferers of bad germs, bad virus, bad bacteria, all the sufferers of COVID-19. Lord Jesus, heal them from that destruction. Heal our airways. Heal your people, God. Lord Jesus, deliver us from the supporting spirits of trauma and the supporting spirits that are causing anxiety and causing people quarantined to feel isolated and isolation. Lord God, comfort those people that are receiving treatment or under quarantine. Holy Spirit, give us the fruit of a sense of purpose in pursuing help and protecting others from exposure to this dis-ease. Holy Spirit, bring us into ease as you protect our families. Bring us into ease as you protect our friends. Bring us into ease as you protect everything pertaining to us and concerning us. Bring us into your shalom, your peace. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we lift to you our concern for those people that are more likely than others all over this world to become severely ill from COVID-19. We lift up the elderly people for your comfort, Lord Jesus. We lift up the people with chronic health conditions. And we sprinkle and apply the protective blood of Jesus to them, over them, surrounding them, protecting them. Because your word says in Psalm 91, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Holy Spirit, as you comfort them and us, deliver them, save them, heal them in this time of insecurity. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we seek your wisdom. We seek your guidance daily. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that the decisions that are being made affecting the lives and the futures of ourselves, our families, our friends, our communities, our countries, and this whole world are under the shadow of the Almighty, and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Holy Spirit, use your gifts of 1 Corinthians 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same self-Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. I ask you, God, use the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge to inspire creativity and invigorate people to develop better tests, to develop a vaccine, to diagnose this virus, vaccines to prevent it, and protocols and communication to eliminate the spread of this dis-ease. And I pray this morning that the truth of God be used for people, all people, for our protection, and that the will of God be accomplished through this situation. Because, Father God, your word says in 2 Corinthians 1, 10 and 11, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that you, God, will yet deliver us. Thank you, Father. Thank you this morning that the best gifts of your Holy Spirit be bestowed upon the best person that needs them. We have set our faith in you, God, that you will continue to deliver us from this family of viruses. Coronavirus, COVID-19, die in the name of Jesus. Coronavirus, COVID-19, go to the pit in the name of Jesus. SARS, go. MERS, go. Staph infections that pop up in hospitals, go to destruction. Get out. Go in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, let the blood, your blood, prevail. You said, this is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins of all mankind. We sprinkle and apply that blood this morning over this whole world. And we comfort those, Lord God, with the comfort that you have comforted us with, the knowledge that no temptation shall prevail But with the temptation, you have already provided a way of our escape. So we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father God. It all rests because you love us. But it is so important that we love you.
Anybody really love him tonight? Come on, put your hands together and help me to welcome Minister DeAndre Patterson all the way from Chicago. Come on, come on, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Everybody in here, under the sound of my voice, you should have been coughing out. You see, we all have bacteria. We have good bacteria. We have bad bacteria. We all have germs. All of us have germs. We are big germ, I guess. I don't know. Blessed, sanctified, but nevertheless, you all should have been coughing it out. Why? So God could fill you with more of himself, which would assure can't no COVID-19 rest in the presence of God.
Anybody really love him tonight? Come on, put your hands together and help me to welcome Minister DeAndre Patterson all the way from Chicago. Come on, come on, y'all, come on. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is a name I love.
Nowhere. I'm going to run just about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, a little bit over. Don't hang up, Marie. Don't hang up till I leave.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters, if there's a spirit, I'm going to get that spirit this morning. It's a bad, bad spirit, and we all got it.
Anybody really love him tonight? Come on, put your hands together and help me to welcome Minister DeAndre Patterson all the way from Chicago. Come on, come on, y'all, come on. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is a name I love.
brothers and sisters, yesterday I had a conversation with the person. And in that conversation, church came up and God came up, of course. Anybody I talk to is always going to come up. But something troubled me really, really bad yesterday. You see, thank you. Thank you. I'm looking at the chat room. I always ask God, I say, God, you know, I talk about myself. Am I so rebellious that it takes me a long time to get stuff and you have to tell me 2 and 3 times? That's what I said. I said, I don't want to be like that. I want to be able to get it the first time you give it to me. I said, if I'm rebellious in any area, God, show me. I said, because I have a problem. And the problem is, brothers and sisters, so many of you have a block. You have a block in between where you are and where God sees you at. Us. And I said, God, please show it to me. I said, because until we can break it or move it or remove it, I said, your people not going to flow in your power. What is it? And as I'm asking God this yesterday, I'm having this conversation. Now, if you talked to me yesterday, you know I'm talking about you. I said, why can't this person remove this block? And then I asked Marie, I talked to Marie, but you all heard me talk to Marie, and she says, a demon wrote me. Something wrote. And I'm saying, that's what I'm talking about, God. How could she have gone through all that deliverance and then a demon attempts to torment her? How can that be? How can that be, God? Because that demon, and that's why I know it wasn't a demon, Marie. You just listen to me, okay?
It wasn't a demon.
It was the habit of the demon. It was what the demons had always done, and they knew that if they came back, she would accept that because she has become accustomed to it. So then God was saying, that's why they got to change their vocabulary. They got to change their mindset. And they got to change the way they think. See, a demon can't ride me under no circumstance. They try to come in. My biggest problem now is evil human spirits. It's not demons. Because the demon don't want no part of me. Why? Because I'm full of Jesus. I'm covered in the blood, for real. They ain't not going to come and approach that. They don't want no part of that. But an evil human spirit, remember, I asked God about my own rebelliousness. An evil human spirit is not afraid of the blood of Jesus. Hear me this morning. An evil human spirit is not afraid of the blood of Jesus. Because the reason it's an evil human spirit in the first place is because it rejects and opposes everything of God. So it is already rejected the blood. It is already rejected what the blood appropriates and what the blood stands for, an evil human spirit is not afraid of the blood of Jesus. Can you prove it, Erica? Yeah, I can. I can. An evil human spirit doesn't understand Ezekiel 17. An evil human spirit understands, yes, the life of the body is in the blood, but it's looking at the oxygen, the cells, and all that stuff, the plasma and all that. An evil human spirit cannot recognize that a born-again believer through conversion has received a new blood transfusion. So I'm trying to figure this out. I'm going to put it in a little book form, just make no doubt about it. God just gave it to me yesterday and this morning. And so I said, well, if an evil human spirit is not afraid of the blood, why? He said, because he can't see the properties of it. An evil human spirit cannot see the properties of the blood. A demon can. I know it sounds peculiar, but I am peculiar. And you are supposed to be too. So I said, well, then explain it to me. So then I'm talking to somebody yesterday, and they just happened to say to me that they had been taught in church that you come to the church and then the church will provide your needs. Well, the church is supposed to provide your spiritual needs first. And then, due to the grace of God, if you have carnal needs, they're only supposed to help. They're not supposed to provide them, and neither is the government. The scriptures say, my help cometh from the Lord, my God. So then, as I'm talking to this person on the right, the Holy Spirit is talking to me on the left. He said, that's your problem right there. He said, that's not the whole problem, but that's the biggest part of the problem. You see, we're supposed to come to Christ not for our carnal needs to be met, not for our bills to be paid, not for food to be put on the table. And then we're not supposed to brainwash people into thinking that the church and the government is supposed to meet your needs. Brothers and sisters, it's the opposite way around. The government don't exist without the church. Do you know that? The church don't exist without Jesus. Do you know that? I mean, do you really know that? Some of you came to Jesus during a time of need. Well, it's supposed to go like this. You come to Jesus when you're in dis-ease. He brings you into ease, and then you're supposed to build up the church. How you build up the church? You're supposed to go out and make new converts. You're supposed to go out and win new people. You're not supposed to sit there in the church needy the rest of your life. You're not supposed, if you need help from the church, it may be one time, but you ain't supposed to build a future on that. You're supposed to help the church. You're supposed to help build the church. You're supposed to be the foundation, the pillars of the church. Brothers and sisters, it's just like Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't serve God. They serve the organization, the Watchtower Society. The Pope is not over the church. Jesus is. The Pope don't have no church. Jesus does. He's a leader. He's a man. God is a spirit. You are spirit, soul, and body. Everything you need, God can give it to you, but it's going to come through Jesus Christ by way of your spirit, your inward man. Some of you need to really examine yourself. And you need to get that crazy thinking straightened out. You see, the Bible says that God is love, and everything of God, by God, through God, in God, around God, surrounding God, is predicated on one factor. Do you love me? I love you. God. Do you love me? I love you. God. Some of you are not in right standing with God. Because I don't know what took you out, or maybe you never have been. But it's Jesus first. It ain't even about what he delivered you from. He delivered you from so he can deliver you into himself. Some of you done prayed witchcraft prayers to God. God. I'm probably guilty of that when I was in the world, in the Baptist. I always used to try to barter with God. God, you give me this deal. Let me get this contract. I'll put a new church, a new roof on the church. What do I care? It was a wrong spirit. It was a wrong spirit. And you know what it has developed into, brothers and sisters? An unloving spirit. Too many of you are walking around here with an unloving spirit. I love God because he paid my light bill. No, 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 wrong. I love God because he gave me these new clothes. Wrong. I love God because he gave me this house. Wrong. I love God because he healed my child. Wrong. I love God because he first loved me. It was his love for me that allowed me to pray to him, a holy God, and he come down and healed your child. It was the love of him. It was the love of him. Too many of you, I'm upset because my husband, it ain't about your husband. It's about you. Being in a love relationship with God first. And the reason some of you don't even know how to love is because the devil done put so many, 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 many things on you, but they were for one purpose, and that is to get you out and block you and stop you from knowing true love comes from Jesus. He give you a rotten, stinking, no good, foul husband or wife. So that's going to block you. And guess what? It worked. It worked. And it's still working. But if you are big and bad and bold enough today, some of you got that teaching, wrong teaching from your mama and your daddy. And some of you knew the truth, you knew the right way, but the devil just beat you down so bad, you veered off. And when you veered off, the love just went right with you. And that was the purpose of the devil in the first place. You see, the Bible says love, whoo, it's the most powerful force in this universe. And you know what the second one is? Hate. How can you say, I love you so much, I'm going to marry you, we're going to spend our life together, we're going to go into eternity together, and then down the road, you hate that person like you hate a snake or a spider or a roach. Something's wrong. And what's wrong is the devil don't want you to love nobody. And he doesn't want anybody to love you. So some of you are blocking yourself from receiving the loving
the love and all the benefits and all the plans and all the purposes that God has for you in his love plan. Why? Because you've got an unloving spirit blocking you. You know why God had somebody coughing germs, virus, bacteria? You know why we have deliverance? God does deliverance to prevent things from happening to us. The best thing God ever gave man was deliverance. When I was praying that prayer, is to, so that the demon and the spirit of COVID-19 won't come nowhere near you. Wake up! Do you think, what kind of father wouldn't take and protect his children? And some of you, that's all you've known. But you know what? It's time for you to wake up and come out from under that. It's time for, you know, you want people to rub you on your back and tell you, oh, this, that, and it's all lies. It's all lies. God can't do no more for you than you allow him to do. God can't do no more for you than you're capable and able to receive his love in it. God is a spirit. God is love. So therefore, love is the spirit of God. And some of you, you've been through so much, so long, that even when you think you're forgiven, even when you think that you are loving, you're not. Because you got that block there. You got that unloving spirit. Oh, here comes love. Wall up. Block it. Oh, I just can't take the risk. Well, guess what? Then you just can't take the benefits of God. Because they ain't going to come to you any other way. I'm telling you the truth this morning. You might not believe me. You might not want to believe me, but it's the truth anyhow. So I'm going to cast out. Are you with me, Marie?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to cast out that unloving spirit. And as I cast that out, I'm going to cast out bounds and blocked emotions as well. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
And heal me.
And heal me.
From unloving spirits this morning.
From unloving spirits this morning.
And bound and blocked emotions.
And bound and blocked emotions.
Today.
Today.
As you deliver me from the unloving spirits.
As you deliver me from the unloving spirits.
As you unlock my emotions.
As you unlock my emotions.
And tear those walls down.
And tear those walls down.
Baptize me.
Baptize me.
With the baptism of love.
With the baptism of love.
Let me feel love again.
Let me feel love again.
True love.
True love.
Your love.
Your love.
Say, I renounce.
I renounce.
Block and destroy.
Block and destroy.
Any area.
Any area.
And every area.
And every area.
Of my spirit, soul, and body.
Of my spirit, soul, and body.
Where? Unloving spirits.
Where unloving spirits.
Are hiding.
Are hiding.
And have built walls.
And have built walls.
within me.
Within me.
Unloving spirits.
Unloving spirits.
As I command you to go.
As I command you to go.
You must go now.
You must go now.
You might even feel some pain. You might feel like something is being torn off of you. It is. Now, all you unloving spirits, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. God rebukes you this morning. I rebuke you this morning. And the person that you've been hiding in all this time rebukes you this morning. Come out. Pop it out. Go! Come on out. Come on out. Get out. Get out. Come out of hiding. Come out of hiding. Every unloving spirit, false teaching, false doctrine, come out of hiding. Go. Go.
Get out.
Go. Just pop it out.
Get out.
Go. 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 Get out. Up, 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 up and out. Up and out. Loose the emotion. Loose the emotion. Get out. Come out, unloving spirit. Go. Unloving spirit attached to pain. Go. Out. In the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Unloving spirit attached to abandonment. Go. Come on out. Come on out. Get out. Get out. That's right. Come on out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. That's right. Come on out. Come on out. Up and 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 out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Spirits abound and block emotions. Go. Come on out. Come on out. Cough them out. Get out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Get out. Bow and block emotions. Go, go, go. 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 Lie. Attached to others. Go. Get out. Go. Get out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Poverty. Bankruptcy. Go. Get out. Every unloving spirit, the Lord God rebuke you right now. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Get out. Go. Habitual memory. Go. That's what you bring. Get out. Torment earth. That's what you bring. Go. Every unloving spirit attached to tormentors. Go. Every unloving spirit attached to misery and any misery curses. Go. Get out. Get out. Out. Now. Right now. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get out. All the way out. All the way out. Go. Now come out the feet and the legs and the ankles. Go. Get out. Shame. Shame. Go. Get out. Get out. Shame. Get out. Go. Get out. Get out.
in the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. You all right, sister?
Yes, ma'am.
Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Now, slow your breathing down. I got to get one more thing. No, going out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out in the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. All the way out. Jesus is Lord. Get out. Up and out. You okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to get up and walk. Get up and walk. Get up out of wherever you're sitting there. Walk, walk, walk for me. Just walk.
Yes, ma'am.
And then come right, walk and come back and sit down.
Okay.
Do you have a mirror handy?
I'll grab one real quick.
I want you to get a mirror.
Okay.
Look in the mirror and see how all that age has left your face. You look about 15 years younger. You're coming back into your real self.
Yes, ma'am.
You see all that age off of you?
I do.
What you look like right now?
Just look a lot younger.
Yeah. We getting there.
Yesterday, I didn't look that. Yesterday, I didn't look like that.
Because yesterday was just the beginning. But you see, it takes work. It takes time to get a person totally free. When we finish, you're going to be totally free. And the world going to dispel that lie that it takes a whole 1,000 years for somebody to be delivered. It doesn't. If you were here at my healing home, it wouldn't have made no difference. The first thing I would have had you to do would have been to rest. Anyway, to come back into ease. You see this? COVID-19. Dis-ease. Get out. Dis-ease. Go.
I just want to confirm what you said, because when you were speaking about that, the love and all, that's how I feel. It's like no matter how hard I try to love, it feels like it. I can't feel anything.
Well,
and I used to be the most loving person in the world.
Mm-hmm. I know. Look at here. You got 35 years worth of experience getting you free. Trust it.
Yes,
trust
ma'am,
it.
I do.
I have kept out thousands upon thousands upon thousands of demons. And you got all that working for you. Trust it, okay? Just trust
Thank you,
it.
Jesus.
And
yes,
keep your
ma'am.
Mind on this. From now on, not how much Jesus loves you, but how much you love him.
Yes.
Anybody really love him tonight?
Come on, put your hands together and help me to welcome Minister DeAndre Patterson all the way from Chicago. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
There is a name I love.
Up to Jesus. Lift your hands up to Jesus. Lift your hands up to Jesus. Father God, every area that was emptied out, fill. Fill. More of you, God. More of you. More of you. More of you. Feel. Feel, feel, feel. More of you. More of you. More of you. More of you, Lord Jesus. More of you, Lord Jesus. More of you. More, 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 more. Feel, 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 feel. With the power of your own Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I bind and rebuke every spirit that was cast out in this place, around this place. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God, I rebuke you. I bind you up. You cannot take any type of revenge, retaliation, lashback on any family member, any generational family member that partook of this deliverance. Go to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't hang up until after I hang up. Georgia. I will see you tomorrow if the Lord says the same.